When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th.
Each week, we talk about the movies and TV shows that influence Severance with the artists who make them.
Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
Friday, 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 75. What's up, guys? It's Moose. It's Breezy. Welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in. What's up, Breeze?
What's going on?
Let's get it. Shaw Cross, murder, race, garbage plates.
Yeah.
The sun is officially shining. Thanks for streaming us live on that free Odyssey app. Let's get it. Getting caught having an affair in front of thousands of people is freaking wild.
No,
what's up?
So bad.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. And of course, our friend Tommy Bechtold is in the studio this morning joining us. How many of you have seen the social media post with CEO tech tycoon Andy Byron cozying up with his employee? I think it's, who cares, Kristen Cabot? But she's human resources. So basically HR. How does this make sense?
If you are like not living under a rock, you have seen this video. Like everyone has seen this video. It is all over the internet. It is taking the world by storm. Coldplay themselves have weighed in on this. They're like, did we just do something really bad?
Oh my God. This is so she was just hired a couple of months ago. Okay, so these two did not waste any time.
It begs the question, was it a pre-existing thing? She's like, hey, I just lost my job.
I think 100% it was, because he was very, very excited that she was going to come on board to work for the company.
Interesting.
So if you did miss it, it's all over social, but they get caught at a Coldplay concert on a kiss cam. They're both married. They both have kids.
They're literally snuggling, swaying back and forth. His arms are around her waist, and the camera does a quick pan to them in a box, in a suite, and he runs one direction, she runs the other. Someone ducks, and then it pans to another woman whom they work with, who's just dying laughing.
Tommy, it just goes to show you, what's done in the dark will come to light.
That's right.
On the Jumbotron.
And it's like I always say, men would rather have an affair with their HR representative at a Coldplay concert than go to therapy. It's so sad. The things men will do
not to go to therapy.
My goodness. And also, how many people got called into that woman's office for the minorest violations in the break room? Only to find out that the person
it was all a distraction.
It was all a ruse. And also, let's not underestimate the power of Coldplay to bring two people that are married with families of their own together.
That is true.
To just ruin their lives on the Jumbotron.
But how many of you agree, 585-252-9800, that this has been a really good thing for us?
Yes, for society. We've all come together against these people.
Yeah, I haven't
seen this type of unity in years, decades, if you will.
This has brought the nation, dare I say, the world together.
Could it be a distraction from what's really going on in the world?
Yes.
Yeah, possibly.
Morning radio personalities, windshields being destroyed. I'm not off the case. I'll never leave the case.
I will take anything. I don't care what it is. If it's this, if it's something else, if it distracts us from the horrific events that go on in our nation and world on a daily basis, Good on me. Listen, the announcer who was like doing the play-by-play of the pans of the camera was like, either they're really shy or having an affair. He also didn't have to say that.
He didn't have
to say that.
Coldplay. And I do love their reactions were too.
It was a stupid reaction.
The guy does the like slapstick duck out of frame.
Yep,
and the woman just puts her hands over her face as if maybe
down.
They won't recognize me.
What is the craziest way you caught your spouse cheating? Because now he had to come out, obviously. Now there's parlays. People are taking bets on whether or not he's going to get divorced or he's resigning from the company itself.
I saw an X, and you know, take it with a grain of salt, that said that his wife had already removed his last name from her Facebook profile.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
He embarrassed his entire family.
I mean, that part is really sad. But all kidding aside, there are two families that are now probably shattered over Fix You,
you have
and
to
the
ask
scientist.
You have to ask the question, like, how can you look at this man and work for this man and continue to respect him? There's no way. You can't go to this man and, like, report to him and give him things and all of your deliverables that are due by Friday at 5 and be like, yeah, I'm scared that he's going to do something to me. He's in the most vulnerable state of his life right
Breezy,
now.
Breezy, as you know, for a long time I was what was known as a fixer, and I have a solution to this problem. This man needs to show up to the office on Monday and announce unlimited PTO for all employees.
That's the only way.
Problem solved.
So, I mean, this drama spread like wildfire after they got caught at this Coldplay concert being extremely intimate with one another. I mean, he's got his arms wrapped around her waist. The look on her face was pure horror, right? But that's what happens. Now the internet is in full investigation mode. Mm-hmm. What happens next? Have you ever been cheated on?
I have.
How did you find out?
You know what? I've just got one of those faces where women feel too guilty eventually and they disclose to me. My girlfriend told me, ex-girlfriend, we're not still together, shockingly, that she had started seeing someone else. And I said, eh, that makes a lot of sense. And I packed up my things and left.
You were living together?
Actually, another time I found out, you just reminded me, is I went out, had a date night with the girl I was seeing at the time. And at the end of the date night, she goes, hang on one second, ran up to her apartment, packed up all of the things I left at her apartment, and came down and said I met someone else.
Oh my Lord, dude.
That's horrific.
And gave me a parting gift of my own stuff.
Oh, so that's when you started drinking.
Yes.
Right, got it.
That's not when I stopped drinking, that's for sure.
The party favor's crazy. How dumb do you have to be, though, to go out in public like that? Not even just the two of you, with other people. You're with your staff, who, shame on them for knowing, too. And
it's like, called ego.
Endorsing it.
Yeah. It's ego.
It's horrid.
The rules don't apply at a Coldplay concert.
No, they absolutely do not.
All rules are out when Yellow's being played.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th.
Each week, we talk about the movies and TV shows that influence Severance with the artists who make them.
Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. This is the kind of story that makes you want to shake someone.
And wake up!
Especially when it involves someone you love. How many of you have someone in your life who fell victim to a scam?
Ugh, worst.
After getting catfished by someone they thought was the love of their life. Krista is joining us this morning, who says she feels she is close to losing her best friend to a weird guy on the internet she's never even met before.
Mm-hmm.
We've all seen this movie. Krista, what's going on?
I feel like I am stuck between losing my best friend to some creepy guy and then losing my best friend to being suspicious about some creepy guy.
Right. She's like, either way, you're like screwed.
This is
not
unusual.
Think you guys can help me get her to just listen and wake up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Krista, this has happened before to a handfuls of people.
I mean, I just watched the documentary last week. I mean, there was four girls with one fake guy. They got to the bottom of it, and basically there's a whole sea of men in Africa, Nigeria, that do this. They're called the Yahoo Boys.
Your best friend, did she fall victim to a Yahoo Boy?
I don't know if he's a Yahoo Boy, but he is definitely just giving me a lot of ick. Like, okay, so he says his name is Dean. Sure, fine. He says he's based in Buffalo, so like they're an hour apart.
Oh, let me write this down. His name's Dean.
He's an hour away.
And they haven't met.
Okay, that's
supposedly they
super
are in
weird.
Love, and they haven't met it. Right!
That's so weird.
Well, hold on. How long have they been chatting?
For like months.
Okay.
Yeah, that's weird. It's like you guys could literally meet in Batavia. Like, it's just halfway, so
it would be
not
so
sure.
easy, but there's always an excuse, right? He's like, oh, well, we could FaceTime, and then like the camera breaks. And you can't see him.
So convenient.
Got it. Okay.
And he's all like, oh my gosh, I feel this connection. I think I love you. I'm like,
what? No.
The sweetest, most kind person. And I can just see her getting taken advantage of.
Yeah.
Sounds like she already is, unfortunately.
And how old is your friend?
We're both in our 40s.
Is she in a vulnerable state, like, relationship-wise?
I mean, she's had boyfriends here and there, but, like, never married, never, like, never even, like, gotten engaged. So, like, I'm worried that she's got this pressure on herself, right?
Right.
To finally make it happen. I'm like, girl, there's not a deadline.
Right.
Yeah, she's running towards a finish line that doesn't exist. So tell me, what are the red flags here?
Okay, I mentioned the conveniently never meeting, but yeah. So then they finally do. They have plans to meet in Buffalo, right?
Okay.
Amazing. And he's like, oh, you know what? My company just got this contract in Dubai. I have to go. So then he like basically ghosts her. And then once he's there, supposedly, he's like, oh my gosh, there's this crazy bank screw up. I need you to send me money so I can pay my workers.
This is a tale as old as time. Like,
to me, the math is clear. None of this is real. He's like, oh yeah, the banks. I'm like, okay, well, he can get a loan. I'm sure that there's a way.
Let me ask you something. What does your friend find interesting about this guy that she's never met? What is she like about him?
I mean, I'm sure he's very charming, right? Like, I'm sure that he's sweeping her off her feet. She said that he liked the same things as her. They were both really into horror movies. And I'm like, okay, did you say you liked horror movies first? Or?
Yeah, I mean, like, in the documentary that I watched and just the stories that I've heard from, like, actual real life people that I know that have gotten taken through this is they just really put pressure points on their insecurities. So they'll sit there and be like, you're so beautiful, like things that they haven't heard maybe ever or in a while. They just kind of hammer them home, and they just become basically blinded to the feeling of validation that they're getting.
And then anytime you're like, you know, maybe this person is lying to you, then they're like, they think that they're lying about them being beautiful when that's not what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm over here. I'm begging her not to send him money. She's really angry with me.
Yeah.
She's like, I think I have to do this. You know, this is the right thing to do. And I just,
yeah, that's
I want to shake her.
Yeah, I know you want to shake her. Can I say something really quick? Because I'm a big believer that sometimes in life, you got to stop warning people and let them figure it out. Because if the person we keep trying to protect refuses to listen, I don't know. I think it's time for her to get burned, because sometimes that's what it takes. People don't change until it hurts.
No, but you don't want to see your friend go through that.
Oh, no,
if
but
you
like,
can help it.
I don't think she's not going to listen to you, Krista.
Money, then he's got her bank information. Mm-hmm. I mean, this isn't 100. A like, I'm going to let you bump into something in your house. This is like, you're going to ruin your credit. Someone's going to steal your identity. This is real stuff. Like, right. This isn't just make a mistake, learn as you go stuff.
Right.
So what is a person to do? I don't know how many of you listening have ever been in a situation like this yourself, where you almost got scammed or catfished by someone, or maybe you have a parent or a grandmother who's gone through it. 585-252-9800.
Yeah, I have no idea what to do. I'm hoping someone's got some advice.
Yeah, we do too. Clearly a lot of red flags here. The guy needs money for Dubai. I mean, there's a lot of bank issues in Dubai.
Right, yes, of course. And also, like, if you work for a company, shouldn't your boss be taking care of that? But, hey, what do I know? Like, I would never go to Patrice and be like, my manager screwed up, now we need money for the company. Like, she'd be like, that's genuinely not my problem.
All right, let's get to some of your texts and call. Krista, you got to keep us updated of what happens with your friend. But whatever you do, don't allow her to give that money away. How much did this guy ask for?
$6,000.
Yeah, that's no like small chunk of change there.
All right, okay.
No.
All right, thanks for the call this morning, Krista. We appreciate the story.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, let's get to some of your texts coming in right now. Christina weighed in first and was like, classic scam behavior.
It's so classic.
Because they're not going to meet in person, and then there's always the emotional manipulation that follows.
Mm-hmm.
Then they ask for money eventually. I mean, it's every Netflix documentary we've ever seen.
Yeah.
Your friend's being groomed. Amanda says, my cousin met a guy on Instagram who said he was stationed overseas. Ended up sending him $3,000 for a flight home. That's another thing. They never can get a flight home.
They can never get a flight home. It's always their business that's just having issues with the bank. It's like, switch banks.
He disappeared the next day. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I would too.
Not shocked at all. It's really bad.
Rachel says, good morning, guys. Super embarrassed. I feel bad for Krista and her friend. But I'm embarrassed to even admit this on the radio. My mom got catfished by someone claiming to be a famous country singer. He said he needed help escaping his management contract and asked for money to pay legal fees. She gave it to him.
Stop it.
Do you remember the woman online that fell for the Tom Cruise? No, Brad Pitt. She thought Brad Pitt was in love with her. I'm like, it was a 60-something-year-old woman. She gave away all her money to this guy pretending to be Brad Pitt.
No.
People are just stupid, you know? I'm sorry, but
they're vulnerable.
Oh, stop it.
It's sad.
Let's go over to real quick. Katie, real quick, what's your take?
Really quick. I just wanted to say this woman is being scammed, and I can appreciate this Krista girl trying to protect her friend, but she is wasting her time. I say, just let her get scammed.
Well, I guess that's what...
She's like, and on that note, I'm out. Thank you.
It's funny. You know, the sad part is her friend probably knows deep down that it's fake.
Right.
But when you've... Like Krista mentioned, she's in her 40s. When you've waited this long for love or attention...
You're not going to let it go for a measly $6,000. You know what I mean?
Even lies feel better than being alone.
So deep.
Very deep this Friday morning. Thank you for the messages, guys. Krista, do not let your friend spend a dime. It's PXY Mornings.
PXY is free. And always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. We got this message coming in from a mom earlier in the week who was extremely concerned about the actions her 4-year-old daughter took with one of the pets at home. We're talking about a fish.
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah, I could see some red flags here. She wrote in and said, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. I'm at a loss this morning, and I wanted to write you guys if you can use this on the show this week. I'm hoping another parent may hear this, and maybe they had a similar situation because it shook me. My daughter is 4. She's always been sweet and gentle. She loves animals. She has a huge heart. We've got a dog, some birds, a few fish, and tadpoles she collected from a pond near our house, and she's been caring for them over a week, feeding them, taking care of them, checking on them.
Okay.
Earlier this week, out of nowhere, she scooped out one of the fish out of the tank, told me she wanted to make it bleed to feed it to a shark. We don't have a shark. I'm not going to lie. It scared me. I know kids have wild imaginations.
Right.
But I know my daughter, and this felt dark.
Dark.
The next day, she tried scooping the fish out once more for the same exact reason.
What?
I had to punish her because it was alarming.
Very.
There is no cruelty in our home. We're loving, gentle. Ted Bundy said this once. All right. We're very tuned in with our pets, especially our daughter. So now I'm spiraling, wondering, is this just a weird kid moment? Or is this something I need to be concerned about mentally or emotionally? Because, again, she's 4. But this just didn't feel normal.
Right.
Anyone know if I should be more concerned?
That's crazy.
She wanted to make it bleed for a shark. We don't have a shark. It's a memory you will have forever. Shark,
yeah. That is the most insane thing I've ever heard.
All right, 585-252-9800. At what point do you stop saying kids are just weird and you actually start worrying it might be something more?
Right. No, that's concerning. A child psychologist is definitely in her near future, I will say that.
Well, that's the thing. Do you automatically assume after one episode like this that the kid needs counseling?
Well, it was 2. She did it twice.
Well, she did 2 days in a row.
I'd probably say you inflicting pain on others, whether it be human, animal, people, places, things, whatever, not normal. Definitely not normal.
No, it's definitely not.
Definitely worth a chit-chat with someone.
So, somebody just popped up on the text line and said, sounds like your daughter might have seen something on YouTube or TV that stuck with her.
Mm-hmm.
Because my kid once told me he wanted to feed the cat to a dragon after watching some fantasy cartoon. I would not panic about this. If your instincts are screaming something's off, you need to take your child to a therapist. There's no harm in checking, said Shannon. Yeah, because kids do say weird stuff all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know how seriously you should take it, but if you're this scared about it, She probably saw our, you know, Nemo or something on TV.
Right. Sharkbait, hoo ha ha. Yeah, for sure. But at the end of the day, like, if this is continuing to be a pattern, which it sounds like it happened 2 days in a row, so you should sit down and ask her, sweetie, where did this come from?
How does she know?
Mommy's concerned.
How would she know to make sure that the fish is bleeding in order to share it with the shark? She got it off something. She obviously saw that.
She's super
when is Shark Week?
It's actually like happening right now. It's super into National Geographic, obviously.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Please tell this mom not to worry. It sounds exactly like the kind of thing my daughter does. Yeah, after watching Finding Nemo. She doesn't understand blood or death. Just that sharks eat fish. Can someone tell this mom to get her kid help? Oh, this is coming in from another parent.
Shark Week starts on Sunday.
Oh, it does?
Yeah,
can't wait.
It's all of next week.
I would not brush this off, because as kids being weird. So if my kid tried to make a fish bleed twice, I would be calling a child psychologist immediately.
Right.
That's not imagination. That's disturbing.
It is quite disturbing, I will say. Also, talk to other parents that, like, maybe have been through something similar. If your kid has any, you know, friends, talk to their parents. Hey, has little Johnny ever said, like, horrific things like this? See what they did with it. And if they have a rec for a great psychologist.
Well, you can always. Yeah, but wouldn't you get that referral from your pediatrician? Who sends you? You just start looking people up online?
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't think you necessarily, like, have to go to the doctor for that. I think you're just sort of like, hey, whatever. If somebody has a good experience.
Yeah, because I do know pediatricians are trained to look for early signs of behavioral concerns, if you will. We do have one. This is Catherine. She is actually a counselor. Hi, guys. Real quick. Listening this morning, a couple of thoughts and suggestions for the mom, but observe and document. Keep a simple journal of what your daughter says and her behavior. Note when it happens and what might trigger it. And also, open non-judgmental conversations. Ask your daughter gently where she got the idea of feeding a fish to a shark and what she thinks about it. Because sometimes kids just repeat stuff they hear without understanding, like we talked
about. Yeah, like have that conversation.
Thanks,
see
Catherine.
See what's to be said and go from there.
This is interesting because I think it's important to remember kids say and do weird stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Speaking from experience.
I know.
Sometimes it's imagination, and yes, sometimes it's a red flag.
You still do. But and you still do.
It is definitely important to pay attention to it.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.